Over the last week, we've heard from Oxfordshire foster carers about their experiences. Today, we hear from some of the children in the county that they look after.
I had a really, really hard time at home, mainly just fights all the time. And I've been foster for maybe two years now, and I've had the time of my life. They're really caring people, and my foster mum's a brilliant cook, and so is my foster brother. A few arguments, but they normally end up in us laughing. Well, actually, it always ends up in us laughing. I feel like I'm in the best home I can be in. I don't think money's important at all. If you're a family that is really, really good with children and teenagers and adults, and if you don't have that much money, you can still be a brilliant foster carer. It's just simply the amount of time they put into care for people like me and my foster brothers. For somebody that's been through a lot of hard time at home and sort of bad days and ups and downs, and they need a lot of help, it will make the biggest amount of difference, because I know I'm not the only one that needed help. It'll make the biggest difference to any child in the world.
I'm adopted, but I was also fostered. She really takes care of me. She takes me to places, and she's really kind. The beds were really comfy.
I've been in foster care since I was born, and then I was adopted. My adoption broke down, so I went back into care. I finished my GCSEs with a bit of a struggle. I dropped out of school when I went back into care. With the help of social services and virtual school for looked after children, got back into school, came out with some GCSEs, just trying to get into college and do something, and in the end I want to be a youth support worker. When I've had issues that have been hard to cope with, maybe news, personal to me, knowing that your carer is there for you and saying, oh, do you want to go out for the day, do something to cheer you up, and you know they're actually there for you and they're giving their day up for you, not just 10 minutes. I think, you know, they can take you on holiday, they can take you anywhere, but I think it's that one-to-one time with your foster carer. You've got to have the time to be a foster carer. And I think you've got to be passionate about it. A lot of people go into it thinking, oh yeah, I'm going to have a little baby. That's not the case. You're going to have challenging kids. You're going to have kids who don't want to be there, and you've got to have time to be with them. And be supportive of what they want to do. You know, every child that goes into care is a different story, but I think I wouldn't be where I am today, and I'm grateful for that.
Oxfordshire County Council are always looking for new foster parents. If you'd like to find out more, just visit oxfordshire.gov.uk/fostering or call one of the team on Oxford 323 128.